From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California Senate has voted to overhaul the state's cash bail system. The proposal approved Wednesday would replace it with a pretrial release system that evaluates a defendant's flight risk and danger to the community. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
The bill's author, Democratic Senator Bob Hertzberg, says it's not fair for pretrial release to be based on the size of someone's wallet rather than their public safety risk.
Reduce the costs, enhance public safety, and most importantly, treat our people with justice.
But Republican Senator Jim Nielsen called bail an incredibly useful tool and said this proposal would continue a trend of policy changes that lets more dangerous criminals onto California streets.
This is another piece, if you will, in the destruction of the criminal justice system in this state.
The bill passed with several votes to spare. Two Republicans joined most Democrats in voting yes. An identical bill in the Assembly faces a vote by the end of this week. That sets the stage for negotiations over the next few months, including finding a way to pay for the bill. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, meanwhile, backers of a bill to create a single-payer health care system in California are for the first time suggesting how they might pay for it. The California Nurses Association is proposing a 2.3% tax on gross receipts of businesses and a 2.3% sales tax increase on non-essential goods. Rose Ann DeMauro with the Nurses Union says a single-payer system can work in California.
We can't afford it. We have to do it. And we want a healthier society. And if we want to respect people in our state, the thing to do is to provide the health care that they need.
But critics say the proposal would raise taxes significantly, kill jobs, and produce mediocre care at a higher cost. Meanwhile, some health care advocacy groups worry that the single-payer push will hurt efforts to protect the Affordable Care Act. The bill now faces a Friday deadline to pass in the state Senate. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.